AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. opposes Israeli military action in the Gaza city of Rafah. But ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says some fighting has begun.
Israel launched a ground operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The IDF saying it killed 20 members of Hamas and found three operational tunnel shafts. And they have taken control of the critical Rafah crossing.
At the same time, there are still ongoing talks for a ceasefire in Cairo. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum, the White House announcing steps it's going to take to combat anti-Semitism in the U.S. There's a tornado warning in effect for parts of Illinois and Missouri, including St. Louis. There were 16 reported tornadoes across six states Monday. Severe weather blamed for one death in Oklahoma. And former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trials continues today in New York. This is ABC News. Another American's been arrested in Russia. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black accused of beating a woman and robbing her during a visit to Russia to see a girlfriend. A court in eastern Russia ordering him held until at least July. In Moscow, Vladimir Putin being sworn in for his fifth term as president.
He knows the drill. He's been here before. The inauguration ceremony for Vladimir Putin in the Grand Kremlin Palace. This one, just a few months short of a quarter century as Russia's leader. With his hand on a copy of the Constitution, he begins another run as president. Already the longest-serving leader since Stalin, he's constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years in 2030. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And a lock of Beethoven's hair providing new clues on how the musical genius died. Researchers finding high levels of lead and arsenic, which may have been found in cheap wine. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin state prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the opener in KC.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. Despite the threat of severe storms, the Brewers and Royals played 8.5 innings, and Kansas City won 3-2. The Brewers, unable to get much scoring, now have lost three of their last four on the road. The series continues at Kauffman Stadium. NBA playoffs continue without the Bucks and Giannis, who explained what happened with that calf injury that benched him in the final month of the season.
I felt a little bit of pain under my calf.
did not know what it was exactly. You know, I felt like somebody, you know, had like tripped me or something. And then I realized there was nobody behind me. And it's probably the first time in my career to get hurt, have an injury with nobody like being around me. Like, it's different when you step on somebody's foot. I got off the table and kind of did my few steps.
I couldn't.
And that's when I knew that, you know, maybe something's off. After that, I had to, for the next few days, I had to wear like a boot.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. One or two of those could be strong to severe. Our high today around 70. The wind south to southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, more thunderstorms in the afternoon and night with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump is interviewing the celebrity apprentices that want to be his vice president, and he's back in court in New York. Tune in, Devil's Advocates. All the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Black coffee.
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 They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take just it away,
like,
boys.
Just like that every morning.
Yep. That's us, John and Gordy.
We're going to get a
Tuesday.
Little bit of rain today.
Yeah, that's right.
Looks like the clouds are getting a little darker downtown here on State Street, off the Capitol.
That's right. Yeah, could get a little stormy, too. They're talking about that maybe this afternoon, another round of showers and storms. So just be aware. Keep your eyes to the skies and your feet on the ground.
Wow.
Keep reaching for the stars. I don't know. Go. Okay.
Wow.
It's cloudy right now and 59 degrees. Okay.
Let's talk Stephanie Miller.
Let's talk about Stephanie Miller. She's going to be Saturday night at the Barrymore Theater. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. She's bringing her whole crew and a couple of special guests. It's going to be a
Mark
great
O'Kan
time.
Mark O'Kan and John Nichols are going to be up on stage with them at the end of the show.
I believe there's still just a few tickets left, so you can still get in on that show and check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we did a little interview with Stephanie yesterday. Because of her schedule, it was difficult to have her on the air in the morning. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're going to just play you a little segment of what we talked about her upcoming show. And we dug a little deeper to find out some of the background and what they're going to do here
in
Madison. So why don't we just play that?
All right. Here we are with Stephanie
Miller. Stephanie Miller is with us. How you doing, Stephanie?
I am ready to come to Madison, Wisconsin, which is where, as Bill O'Reilly told us long ago, where those people worship Satan. So they are my
That's
people.
Right. Well, we understand that the sexy liberal part of your stage show is kind of originated here in Madison. Is that right?
It was. It was actually the whole idea, like the unions, was born in what Madison. We at the time, you guys, we were trying to recall Scott Walker and the Republican Eight. You know,
exactly.
we were so, like, all of us up in arms about what they were doing to workers' rights that it started as a joke. Like, I had Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang on the show, and we said we should go do a show and, you know, in Madison and raise money for the Recall Scott Walker and the Republican Eight, and the Barrymore sold out in one day. Like,
wow.
We just thought, oh, maybe we'll just go try this. And so that's when it started, like literally 13 years ago. And obviously we've been back to the Barrymore many times. It feels like our home, you know?
Yeah.
And it's always just such a party in Madison. We love it so much. So We are, and this time it's kind of a big deal. We're sponsored by Live Nation. It's a big 15-city tour. Mm-hmm. We've already been to Minneapolis and Philadelphia, and Madison is up next, and then on to Albuquerque and on. So it's really been, you know, we called the last one the Save Democracy Tour, and now we're calling this one the Save the World Tour.
A little bit bigger.
You know, it's true.
Yeah.
Because, more at stake. You know,
well, I mean, guys, I'm sure you hear this too, that people that travel anywhere in the world, people are more terrified than we are, almost, that Donald Trump could get back in.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's almost a bizarro world, really. I mean, you know, Trump going out there and saying that now there's a war on anti-white racism. You know?
Oh, my God.
That's a little bit too much.
Frangela had some thoughts on that.
I'm
sure they will on stage in Madison. I mean, he's running as a white supremacist, period. And, you know, I know that, you know, obviously University of Wisconsin is a big deal there. These campus protests, you know, I keep saying on the air, John and Gordy, no matter, you know, whatever your issue is, I promise you, Donald Trump and the Republican Party are anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim. So whoever you hate, there's a home for you in the Republican Party. If you believe love Trump's hate, then you're with us. You know, you're with the Democrats. You're with the sexy liberals. You know, sexy liberals started as a joke. Like, we didn't mean us. We meant that, you know, we meant the audience. We meant it's sexy to be liberal. It means you're open-minded. It means you're, you know, open-hearted. You believe in equal rights for everybody. We were saying today, what is all this crap about anti-woke? I can't figure out, like, woke to me means don't be a jerk to people that are different than you. Don't call black people the N-word. Don't call gay men the F-word. Don't be a jerk. Don't punch down. Isn't that what woke is?
Pretty much.
It's just that simple, yeah.
When you're woke, you kind of notice things around you. And when you're asleep, you don't.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Stephanie, you know, you guys there, we've had a great sponsor, and Woke Coffee is a great company based there. You know, Minocqua Brewing. You know, there are companies that also share our values, that, you know, believe in the same things we do.
So, Stephanie, for people that are coming to the Barrymore Saturday night, what can they expect from your show? What's going to happen there?
Well, interesting you mention anti-woke, because the leader of the anti-woke party, Donald Trump, is falling asleep and farting in court. And so I can't really get enough of fart jokes and pecker jokes. So there'll be a lot of that.
The pecker thing was very, very good. Enjoyed that.
For the eighth grade boy in all of us.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there you have it.
But, you know, I mean, these news cycles, as you guys know, are so insane that, I mean, literally, there are people that we just talked to one couple today on the air. They've been to they've bought tickets to 5 different sexy liberal shows this year. Mm-hmm. But because the news cycles are so insane, it's a different show, pretty much in every city. And also, we have different guests. We're so excited. We have Representative Mark Pocan and John Nichols of The Nation as our celebrity guests in Madison. So there's
how does that happen? What are they going to do during the show?
Well, it's primarily John and Gordy. It's a fantastic comedy show. I maintain John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela are the smartest, funniest comedians in the country. And so it's a great comedy show. But then at the end of the show, we do, you know, about 20 minutes. It depends on how long, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depends. We do panel at the end of the show. And that's where our special guests join us. And there's always a local flavor. You know, Valerie Plame is going to join us next in Albuquerque. But in Madison, you know that nobody has written and talked about your issues better than John Nichols in The Nation. And I think Representative Mark Pocan is, you know, just one of the really strong progressive voices in Congress. So I know you guys love him, and we do too. He's been on the radio show. He's done Sexy Liberal before. So we're really thrilled he'll be back.
What about this Boberting thing that I think you, you know, you're perfecting now? And, you know, I got to say this, you do it on stage, but I think it's getting into the audience. We know it's starting to happen in the audience, right?
Yeah, we do Hal Sparks and I do a Boberting demonstration many years ago. It used to be a teabagging demonstration, and now it has morphed because this is your family values party, as you know.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you objectifies men, basically. I think that's one of the nicest things you could do for all men. You know, we wouldn't mind being objectified.
Oh, I objectify Hal Sparks and John Deagle saying every single
I see
show.
That.
Oh, we know. We listen because you're right after our show. So
I saw some of that on your Instagram. We kind of cruised through that a little bit. Yeah, there's some of that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of hilarious that Lauren Boebert did that in a theater full of children. This is your family values party.
Exactly.
Yes. God, one time, one of the first times we were doing a demonstration, Hal Sparks just goes, "Hey, kids, look." Made me laugh.
Wow. Yes.
So how are you handling touring while you're doing the radio show? I know you've had a couple of guests fill in folks,
thank you for
asking. So how does that all work?
I'm not. That's how I'm handling it. I'm exhausted. I'm only two cities in. It is tough. The morning drive schedule, we get up at insane o'clock. And so that's really the main challenge is just my body clock. I'm just such an early person and I'm traveling different time zones. And, you know, the show starts several hours after grandma's bedtime. So that's hard.
Well, you say you're 11 billion. Is that it? 11 billion.
I'm
11
billion.
Old?
We started this tour 13 years ago. but what's great is that, you know, you guys know this. You look at what you're doing. You're in a little room. You don't know if anybody's laughing, if anybody's, you know, getting what you're doing, if anybody. Right. This the nice thing is, I mean, it really is such a, you know, a loving, beautiful experience. We always joke that I swear I think people come to be with each other more than they do to come to see us anymore. They come to be with like-minded people. So many people have made friends. They've actually gone alone and made friends at Sexy Liberal and have stayed friends for years. And they get together outside of the tour. Yeah. And the meet and greet is, you know, we were saying it's the opposite of a Seinfeld episode. There's laughing, there's learning, there's hugging, there's crying. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's such a beautiful sort of bonding because I think we are all exhausted with the chaos of the Trump years. And we all have our own stuff. I have people that come up to me to talk about, you know, their parents, Alzheimer's and death and, you know, that I just went through and talked about on the air about my mom and people that have been through divorce and been through, you know, death of a spouse. And, you know, there's a lot of life stuff we're enduring at the same time we're enduring this horrible, scary political time.
I watched the videos of you and your mom. Very touching stuff. Yeah. Love that.
Thank you.
So we just want to remind everybody, it's Saturday night, Madison, Wisconsin, Barrymore Theater. Doors open at 7 o'clock. And Stephanie Miller and the whole gang, 8 o'clock is showtime. Yep. And we look forward to seeing you then, Stephanie.
I might even sign some of those Bibles that Fugle Singh is selling out in front, you know?
Please. A lot of women want to see his staff and his rod, let me tell you.
There you go. Perfect. I don't know how you get away with it, but you do.
Yeah. Great stuff.
I'm pristine.
You are.
I can't wait to see you guys. I hope hopefully you'll be at the Fairmore with us. And
We will be there.
We'll be there.
Maybe even introduce you on stage.
Oh, that would be nice. I like the sound of men opening for me. It sounds dirty.
You just made it sound better.
Yes. Thank you, Stephanie. We'll see you Saturday night.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Gordy.
All right. Thank you.
It was a fun conversation.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. She was great. And she'll be there Saturday night.
Yep.
So will we. Good time.
Stop on by if you can. You would like to say hello and see the show as well and see what they can do up there on stage.
Absolutely. All right. It is 18 past the hour, cloudy, 59 degrees. Excuse me. Rain on the way today, 68 for a high. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy.
And a little clip from The Daily Show.
Oh, it's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse.
One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Jimmy.
Broadcasting live from State Street, the John and Gordy
Experience.
Mad Pad. You know, did I ever tell you the story that my sister lived with Hendrix just momentarily?
What? Wait a minute. Your sister lived with Jimi Hendrix?
Hendrix stayed over at her place while he was getting a place in New York.
Where? New York?
Yeah, Bleecker Street. She lived on Bleecker Street.
And he stayed at her place?
Yeah.
Just for...
Just a stopover, yeah.
Wow.
And then she wrote me...
What were her memories of this?
A letter, and she said, you know, John, you really should listen to this guy, Jimi Hendrix. I think he's got some good songs.
Really?
I said, well, I have heard him. Yeah. Because he was being played in England before he came here.
Right.
Before he was played on the radio in the U.S. And mm-hmm. I had heard on the British billboards, which you could hear on, I think it was WLS at the time.
Okay.
And I was listening to that, and I heard his songs.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'm familiar with Hendrix. He's a big artist. He's staying with you? Really? You
know? Did your sister stay in touch with him? Get his phone number?
No.
Okay.
Which one of you was it that had a sister that like went with Bob Dylan down to Chicago?
That would be John.
Was that your same sister? My same sister.
His only sister, yeah.
That's crazy.
So she knew all these rock stars.
Yeah, how was that? She did. Yeah.
Follow them around?
And when she lived out in San Francisco, she stayed with the band that played with Van Morrison.
Oh, okay.
And my mom went out there and visited and hung out with the band, Van Morrison's band. Yeah.
Wow. Any other rock star encounters with your sister?
Heck if I know.
Oh, she won't talk about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have any stories.
Well, let's call her up and see what she's got to say about it all these years later.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to the Daily Show. They were dealing with something in regards to Trump. You know, Trump, he's been in real estate a heck of a long time, and
sure.
he knows the ins and outs, legalese of real estate.
Stuff.
Yes, he does, you know. And he has been participating in something very sophisticated in the real estate practice.
Really? What would that be?
Lying. Let's check this out from The Daily Show.
Okay.
If you knew anything about business, if you had an MBA, you'd know. You're an idiot.
We're talking about a victimless crime. They find an ordinance or a law that has never been used ever before in anyone else.
He's committed bank fraud where there's no victim. It makes no sense.
No victims. There was no victim.
That's crazy.
The ruling is blatantly unfair.
That didn't go over very well with the investment community because we're all asking each other, who's next?
Who's next? The persecuted minority of the investment community. First,
I'm surprised to hear this from Kevin O'Leary, a guy who's such an asshole that even the other people on Shark Tank thinks he's an asshole. I'm surprised to hear that he's so chill about overvaluing something that he thinks is victimless, because when someone tries to do that to him...
Which one of you do I absolutely tear to pieces now on a $28 million valuation?
You think this is worth $10 million?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to rip you to pieces. Are you out of your mind?
Your valuation's insane.
Your valuation's crazy. What's I think that's about? A crazy valuation.
I think your valuation is stinky poo-poo.
How is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? Because they are not victimless crimes. First, the banks got paid back at lower interest rates, although, to be honest, who gives a But second, money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And this is part of a different Trump fraud case, but avoiding taxes hurts all of us. Donald Trump shenanigans cost the city of New York. That is money that the city of New York could have used to build more Walgreens. Now, leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city.
Wow.
This has never, ever been prosecuted.
There is a theory in law that... Yeah. If enough people commit a crime, it automatically becomes legal. You're familiar with the purge, are you not? F***ing entitled arrogance. I don't know if you know this, but most people just can't commit fraud and expect to face no repercussions, even if everyone's doing it. Try getting a car loan by saying you have 10 times as much money as you really do, or claim 20 dependents when you have no children, or say you make slightly less money to qualify for food assistance. I will guarantee you there are not just financial consequences for those lies, but criminal ones. But don't tell that to the investment community, because in their minds, in pursuit of profit, there is no rule that cannot be bent. There is no principle that cannot be undercut, as long as you and your f-ing friends are making money.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah. John Stewart.
That's it's an amazing thing.
Telling
right?
it like it is. You were in real estate for a while,
a number of
years.
Yeah.
Did you ever witness any... out and out fraud, any lies,
no.
any
No, it's pretty
mainly residential stuff, right?
It was residential. But still, I mean, you really had to be above board, not just with your clients and with the buyers or sellers you were dealing with, but you also had to cross every T, dot every I, make sure the contracts were written properly. I mean, that could come back to haunt you later on if you did it incorrectly.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was tighter back then when I was in real estate than it is now, because now a lot of properties are sold as is. But back then, we insisted on inspections. You have to disclose all things that are problems with the home. You have to really do that, or else you're liable.
Yeah, and your reputation is at stake,
exactly,
and the company that you're working for as well, the real estate company. So yeah,
but a victimless crime, buying as is, I guess, but it's just kind of ridiculous to think that yes, it's a victimless crime. No, it isn't. You're keeping yourself from paying the taxes that you owe the state and the government.
Yes,
should be paying that stuff, and if they aren't, then everybody else is picking up the slack, and that would be us.
Well, there's a lot of checks and balances in real estate. I mean, you have to send it to the title. I mean, a lot of people have the hands on all the paper that goes.
And they do look over it. Yeah, the title companies do check all that stuff.
They got to do everything. Yeah,
and they hold. And sometimes they hold the sale up.
Yeah,
because there's a problem and they can't find a certain issue.
But apparently New York real estate is a whole other world.
There. We've known for decades that Trump has some connection to the Russian mob.
Mm.
I mean, you rent to these individuals. Mm-hmm. They launder money through their properties that they rent. Mm-hmm.
Well, he rented a bunch of Trump Tower. A lot of Trump Towers.
Yes.
Rented to Russian
uninhabited apartments.
Oligarchs.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Business,
they found.
Businesses that are there where there's no staffing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's all coming back to haunt him now.
Well, you think. Somewhere along
droves.
The way, it was nice to see that happen eventually.
It is.
And no one's picking on him. This has been going on for years and years and years. He is well known for this.
Mm-hmm. 29 past the hour. John and Gordy continuing. On and on we go.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
we're literally just weeks away from the beginning of county fair season around Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But many of our county fairs are facing challenges when it comes to entertainment. Details on the way.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
If you've been to a county fair, you know one of the major staples of entertainment is the carnival. But trying to locate those carnivals today, more difficult than ever. That's according to Jamie Butke, executive director of the Wisconsin Fair Association. She says they're introducing legislation in Washington, D.C. to try to assist with the major issue challenging carnivals, labor.
It's a labor issue. It's not an immigration issue. But what we're finding is our mobile amusement companies are struggling to find workers that want to work in the industry and that they can have for a full fair season because, you know, they are seasonal. They used to be that we would try to fight for them as an H-2B worker, but there's limitations on to the amount of H-2B workers that can take place as well. But there is a P visa, and this P visa will allow labor, which is what is needed for a mobile amusement industry.
Jamie Butke, executive director of the Wisconsin Fair Association. How big a problem is locating carnivals? Well, Butke says between 2016 and 2023, 50% of all the carnival companies in the United States folded.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And 15 high school students across the state that will be seniors this fall will make up the fifth class of the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. The council was formed to highlight agriculture-related careers, share resources available for farmers, provide insight in agriculture policy development, and increase network opportunities for those seniors. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says they will serve 1 year. Find the names at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. One or two of those could be strong to severe. Our high today around 70. The wind south to southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, more thunderstorms in the afternoon and night with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at Lazy Wolf Lounge.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
On my next show, I'll be interviewing 14th Assembly District candidate Brady Coulthard. I'm also going to break down Trump's interview with Time Magazine. Gotta fact check the heck out of that one.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Civic Media. Media now returns you to the John and Gordy Show, already in progress. If you call this progress. There are a lot worse things you could call it if you ask me, but nobody asked me. Never mind. Why do I have to read this?
You don't. Don't. Don't read it. It's getting worse and worse. This is Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're going to be live at the Minocqua Brewing Company
at their tap room,
and we'll be talking with Pete Schwabe at about 7:30.
Tonight.
We'll be there earlier, and we'll be, taking down a few beers.
We'll be working the crowd, saying hello.
Working the crowd, yes.
It's a small location, but a fun place.
It is. Man. And they're in the process of building a beer garden in the back. Had a little tour of that. It's beautiful. It's going to be really nice.
Yeah, we were there last Thursday or Tuesday? I can't remember.
You were there.
It's all blurry. Yeah, I was there, and a lot of the civic media folks were there. Was that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday, 1 week ago.
Man.
Time flies.
It's all blurry.
After that awards show, we're exhausted.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
It really has.
Yeah, so we'll be there tonight, we want everybody to show up and have some fun there with Pete Schwabe, the Schwabe Meister. He's going to interrogate us. He's going to grill us. He's going to ask us all kinds of weird questions we won't have answers to, because that's what he does.
Well, I hope he doesn't mind.
He's going to put us on the spot.
If I pass out, fall asleep suddenly, it is my bedtime.
It's awfully late at night.
Can I have one too many, John?
Maybe that too.
That should be a good time. And then, Thursday night, this is just a jam-packed week.
I know, it's a jam-packed week.
Thursday night is the Madison Night Market.
Wow.
And it's the first one of the season, and I think we're going to have our tent, our location, right across the street from our studios here, right down the half a block away,
I think that's
wherever.
What, you said 5 to 9?
Something like that. Yellows? Yeah, I think that's
like
it.
That.
I think so. Yeah, and so we'll be there, or at least I'll be there. I don't know, you'll be sleeping, I'm sure. It's past
or maybe
your bedtime again.
Doing a little show prep. We got to talk about something, right?
But that's Thursday night. And then Saturday night, we're with Stephanie Miller. It's just a jam-packed week.
I know.
Stephanie Miller at the Barrymore. Man, that is going to be fun.
And we hope you can share in the fun and festivities.
It's all good.
Stop on by if you can.
Yeah. Look at the sky's getting dark downtown.
I know. It's not good.
It's just about to open up here. And it's good good that the rain is coming, because the street sweeper just got done with all his work.
Just cleaned the street.
So he got rid of all the dust that's out there. We wouldn't want, wet dust on the floating down the sidewalk or anything. Here comes the rain. Okay. All right.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Supposed to get some storms maybe later today, too, that some of those could be strong.
Just checking out another report in regards to the protests. There is a problem, of course. Now, the UW is investigating this now. Anonymous individuals drew anti-Semitic chalk messages endorsing Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas on the Capitol Square over the weekend. And according to the Daily Cardinal, the perpetrators were photographed in the act of doing that. I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is from Madison Minutes, by the way. It's a great site.
Yeah.
They claim in the UW Madison issued a statement saying two registered student organizations are being investigated for the acts, but the anti-Semitic and Islamophobic graffiti was spotted near Langdon Street on Monday. The message had been reported to the Madison Police Department and the university. It says here that the students or the people who were doing this were not part of the two groups that the UW now is investigating, just to kind of clear their name. I hope that's basically what they're trying to do. These instances of hate occurred as UW students entered their second week of protesting the Middle East conflict. The protests have been largely peaceful. They have been peaceful.
Yeah.
The only time they weren't was when the police moved in and took out the encampment.
Pushing people around.
Right.
Roughing them up.
Exactly. They raided their encampment.
Mm-hmm.
And that encampment grew
pretty large now. It's out there, and everything is okay until they come to some kind of agreement. And I hope that the UW president, Jay Rothman, is not involved in the discussions because he is clueless. Let's let's call it like we see it.
Okay.
Okay. And then let's hope the UW administration does a better job of negotiating. And they can do it. This is happening in other campuses all across the country.
Do we have his comment? Can we play that again, Jay Rothman, and see if we can see the latest of what, or hear the latest of what he had to say?
I think the issues about the divestment issue generally is a red herring. I mean, the issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
How ridiculous.
Sam?
Just universities amazing. Can have foreign policy.
They
the
can.
UW is very much an international school.
Yeah.
There's plenty of international students, and the UW works with lots of universities across the world.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people come into the university, stay here for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And one of the deals, you know, we've been watching news overnight. Israel apparently has gone into Rafah. And
they're bombing.
You know, there was a ceasefire agreement.
They're talking about a ceasefire while they're attacking Rafah.
Yeah, and the ceasefire was apparently agreed to by everybody, but then at the last minute, there was some kind
of... Well, Hamas sent a couple of missiles over and killed some Israeli soldiers.
Was that yesterday?
And I think that kind of spurred on Israel to retaliate in some way, shape, or form while they're discussing a ceasefire.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This whole thing is nuts.
Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line with a comment this morning. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you brought up Jay Rothman being completely clueless. I don't think he knows the definition of red herring in the first place.
Right.
That for a guy that supposedly is, you know, that experienced and worldly as Jay Rothman is supposed to be leading one of the top universities in the country is doing it. As far as the violence goes, and, you know, when the police first get there and start, you know, going at, you know, that addressing the protesters. Remember what happened when Scott Walker's, you know, goon squad started arresting the singers in the Capitol? I mean, some of those people were roughed up. I think Will Williams was actually dropped on the stairs when they were taking him downstairs. They weren't exactly, you know, they were zip tying, you know, 70 and 80 year old women when they're, you know, taking him down to be processed in Scott Walker's crackdown on the people singing in the Capitol.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous let these students, you know, get it out of the way. I think it might be in some ways a little bit counterproductive. They'd be better off just raising the issue of what the people in Gaza are actually suffering rather than.
You're right. It's a distraction. What they're doing right now is a distraction. These talks and then calling it red herring, it's a distraction from the actual message that these protesters are trying to send to the UW. And to the nation.
Yeah, it just, we need to, and perhaps the students, you know, a different tactic would be actually just to get out there and try to raise funds for the people in Gaza and actually, you know, get more of the message out that what they're suffering there rather than, you know, that...
I agree.
You know, they exploited, like, the way they, you know, that some of their stuff has been able to, you know, the right has been able to do with some of the message that they've been trying to deliver.
Yeah. All right, Mark, I appreciate the call this morning.
Thanks, brother.
Yep. Thank you.
Take care.
608-879-8255. If you want to chime in with a call or a text, you can also get the Civic Media app. Download it for free. You can text right from that app immediately.
Here's something that's just crazy, kind of tied in with this.
Okay.
Derek Van Orden does not know exactly what he's talking about. And that's not late-breaking news, obviously.
What do you mean?
He tweeted an unusual thing the other day. According to this tweet, Derek Van Orden accuses students of anti-Semitism by repeating an anti-Semitic slur against a Jewish man. Okay? Get this. This is crazy stuff.
All right.
Again, he is accuses students of anti-Semitism by repeating an anti-Semitic slur against a Jewish man.
Okay.
So this is what he wrote. This is Derek Van Orden tweeted. What do the anti-Semites protesting on college campuses have in common with the Dems running in the Wisconsin 3rd District.
Hmm.
They are both backed by George Soros. And well, George Soros is what? Jewish, and yeah, the yeah. attack on George Soros is anti-Semitism.
Okay.
I mean, really? Soros represents everyone, all Jews, and, you know, Jews with money, and they attack George Soros constantly.
Yeah.
So this is anti-Semitism, as he criticizes anti-Semitism on college campuses. Inside out. This is inside out stuff.
Yeah, it is.
The bizarro world.
Got to make a chart of just to figure that out.
I know. What is happening, right?
I don't know. It is bizarro world.
Oh, God.
Things are going off the rails. Yeah, here comes the rain, by the way, downtown. It's action weather here. if you're going down State Street or anywhere downtown, it's happening.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right, you know, I've got a question because you know, right. I've got two Gen Zs at home.
Right.
And we signed up on the healthcare.gov website for healthcare, family healthcare, and we thought we could keep our sons on our healthcare until they're 26 years old.
That's what
and
I
we
heard.
Were told that thought. We yeah. couldn't. And I am just at wits' end on this thing.
What was the reason?
I'm really familiar with healthcare and dealing with them. I always call healthcare.gov. I call them on the phone because I have more questions. always have more questions.
Well, did they give you an answer?
They
why
gave us
not?
An answer saying, no, they can't be on your plan. And I thought, that doesn't sound correct. It doesn't sound right.
Right.
And they said, well, they have to be a student in school. And if they're not, okay. And they have to be dependents otherwise. And they're neither of those. And yet everybody that I know is on their family plan. I think Sam is still.
I still am.
And do you know if they're on the healthcare.gov website?
I thought
they were, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
And I have also talked to a few other students, former students here at the UW. They have jobs. They're graduates, and they're still on their family healthcare plan.
Hmm.
And it's blowing my mind. You know,
well, maybe you should get a different opinion. I mean, is there anybody else you can talk to?
No, we're going to call back. We're going to call back and maybe get a different person and see if we're being misled.
Is there an insurance provider? I mean, you're whoever you're with. Can they give you any answers?
They always tell us to go to healthcare.gov and settle it with that. Because they just want to take our money. What a great healthcare system this is, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
My gosh.
What a mess. It really is.
It's crazy.
It's awful. And their hospitals that are shutting down, there's a big hospital chain that just went bankrupt, I heard. They're keeping the hospitals open.
That's a big story.
It is a huge story.
They asked for money. They needed some money in the rural areas to keep these facilities open, and the Republicans went on vacation for the year, and they didn't give them any money.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of healthcare system we have in this country. And what they do is, you know, the price of healthcare is high because the doctors have these huge college bills that they have to pay, tuition bills. And if we just gave them a free education, paid for it with tax dollars, they'd come into the system. They wouldn't have to charge these prices. Healthcare would become more affordable. Mm-hmm. We could have a universal healthcare plan, the insurance provided by the U.S. government. There would be no one would be turned down for care, and there would be all pre-existing conditions covered. It would be, you know, every doctor would be your doctor, every hospital would be your hospital, and that's my spiel on that.
Well, and the other part of the problem is a lot of healthcare workers left because of the pandemic. After the pandemic was over, they were burned out. They were like, oh boy, hope this doesn't happen again. I'm going to get another job.
Exactly.
Because they're overworked, underpaid, and, you know, long hours, and just time to find something else to do.
And a lot of that happened because of government, because the Republicans didn't want to do anything about the pandemic. They thought it was a liberal-created plan.
Yep, they did.
For some reason, to be tyrannical. I have no idea the logic there.
Coming up, we've got tidbits, odds and ends, this, that, and the other. Oh, yeah, the leftovers are coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sun today.
No.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. It's John and Gordy Show, broadcasting to you live from State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, a few feet from the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And beautifully slick roads right now.
Showers.
Yeah, showers people, out there.
People running nice. Down the street.
And the rain
dodging the
come.
Raindrops. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about health care. You know, Tammy's running basically on that healthcare issue. She wrote that the amendment that allows young adults to stay on their parents' health insurance until 26, she added that. She helped pass that. And that's what got me on this tangent. I'm reading this. I'm thinking, wait a minute here. Mm-hmm. I've got two kids that can't be on until they're 26.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm a little confused. I wish I could talk to Tammy about this. What's the deal, Tammy?
I'm trying to give her a call, you know, after the show.
They did ask Eric Hubdy about all of this.
Well, what did he have to say?
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And this is what made me think my kids should be on there. They should be. It says here, a win for college students, this staying on until they're 26, a win for college students and kids entering the workforce right after high school, given most entry-level jobs don't offer insurance. Okay?
Wait, what? Roll that through again. What do you mean?
Okay.
They can't?
It's a win for college students and kids entering the workforce right after high school because a lot of those jobs don't have insurance included with them. So now that made me think, well, my kids should be on my health care plan.
Exactly.
Because they're not 26 yet. Doesn't matter whether they're in school or not. Apparently, they don't have to be in school. They could be working.
Okay.
Why aren't they on the plan? I just want to pull my hair out. All right. Well, they did ask Eric Hovde.
Okay.
All right. Frederica Freiberg asked Eric Hovde when he ran last time about the healthcare system. And do you have this cut? No, he don't. You don't have it. You don't have the cut.
Was it cut 37? Or do you just not have a number, John?
I didn't put that number
I think
in
this
there.
Is the right one.
Okay, play it.
Let's go for it.
Are there any prongs of the Affordable Care Act that you support, specifically some of the ones that seem to be more popular, including the provision of covering young adults or coverage for pre-existing conditions?
No. I believe that the problem with our healthcare sector over the last 30 years has been ever-increasing government involvement.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Okay.
See, that's holding everything up in this country.
Yeah.
Everything. They don't want it. They consider any time that we use our tax dollars, and that's why we're paying taxes in, for them to use it, not give tax cuts, use the dollars, they act like it's a handout.
Mm-hmm.
It's our money.
It is. It's our money.
It's our federal dollars. Yes. They should come back to the state.
They should.
That's the argument. They're not doing it. Well, that's a handout. We're creating a dependent society here. They're depending on government. And let's end this discussion. This is ridiculous. We send the money there. We're paying this money in. We need the services. In fact, we require the services. This is a growing country.
Well, not only that.
We have to spend money on it.
Yes. And not only are they going after that, but Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, it's all on the table now because the Republicans feel empowered that they overturned Roe versus Wade. And so here we go. The 2025 plan that they put out there, it's all about cutting.
That's right.
And giving tax cuts to the rich again. Just give it all to the rich folks because they need more money.
Yeah.
They don't need to pay their fair share of taxes. Why would they want to do that?
That's right.
Get their politicians in there, get them to pass these tax cuts for all the wealthy folks.
Well, they really have to start spending it on us. I mean, that's why we spend the money. Mm. That's why we take the money in.
Well.
And now they need to at least supply the programs for a growing country, and universal health care coverage is one of the most important issues that we have. They would lose dramatically, by the way, I think, election after election, if, in fact, we had universal health care. The public would be so happy, so relieved, and save so much money that any party that opposed it, and they would oppose it in mass, mm-hmm. and Republicans would, that they would never be elected again. Well, I mean, why would you elect somebody who has prevented society from moving ahead and saving so much money and taking all of the problems that people have paying their bills, medical bankruptcies, worrying about getting care because they can't afford to pay a doctor or go to the urgent center. They can't pay for that, so they withhold looking into a problem that they have medically.
Well, and back to Social Security, I mean, the Republicans have been against it ever since the beginning of it,
like, they have,
80 years ago or whatever, in the
20s. FDR wanted to put a universal health care plan in place.
Yes, and so did Truman.
Yes.
Yeah, but of course, they couldn't do that. No, it would have made too much sense.
And we somehow
covered everybody.
We somehow slipped Medicare in, thank goodness, with Johnson. But at the same time, they want to repeal that. They want to break that down.
Of course.
They want to take that away or downsize it.
Well,
now, tomorrow we're going to talk about the Social Security plan.
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
Well, we have to because in the not-too-distant future, it's going to be cut by a third, I believe.
Yeah, about 10 years from now. Yeah. It becomes insolvent, and they're going to have to start making some cuts
unless they
do something.
I know. They
this comes up like every 10, 20 years. We're running out of money. And then everybody runs around, and then eventually they refund it again. But if we would tax the rich, the wealth, the divide between the people that have money and don't have money is just getting wider and wider. And Social Security, again, it's on the chopping block.
The oddest thing is that Ronald Reagan actually supported.
Yeah, well.
Adding to, Social Security.
Supporting it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They grew it, but then they borrowed from it. that was sweet. That was another good deal.
Yeah.
But we need to at least expand the income that is taxed for Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the easiest, quickest solution, at least, forestall cutting Social Security payments.
Right. We'll get into that tomorrow. Yes. Hey, tonight, join us with Pete Schwab at Minocqua Brewing. We'll be there a little after 7 o'clock.
Or maybe 6:30.
Something like that. Yeah.
Take down a few brews.
All right. We hope you have a great day. John and Gordy will be back tomorrow,
bright
and early,
will.
6 a.m.
Yes. And that's a threat.
Have a great day.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, how do we talk to people with whom we disagree? Political psychiatrist Dr. Karen Demarius joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.